The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at the Dominican University of California. Welcome to Vetements, where we take a weekly deep dive into the world of fashion. I'm your host, DJ Jiggy. I'd like to thank you for listening to another episode of my podcast series, Vetements. In today's episode, we will be discussing current trends and how they become big in the world of fashion. To recap from last episode, trends typically begin when a piece becomes a hit. Usually a piece of clothing that is eye-catching, unique, or innovative. You get the idea. Ways that this trend could spread can be from your favorite influencer. As they promote clothes through whatever social platform they are on, this could lure you into buying that shirt they are showing off. Of course, you could always be forced into buying something you don't like, just to simply fit in or to not seem out of style. As you see others around you wearing a trending item, you may get the must-have feeling. This will push you into buying that item due to its popularity. Covering these aspects of trends, let's talk about some of the popular trends happening today. I'd like to first start off with one of the most mainstream trends currently: bagginess and bottom pieces, specifically jeans. As you look around, many people are seen wearing baggy jeans, especially the youth, who have a higher possibility of being influenced by social media. Baggy jeans have completely taken over fashion, impacting each outfit that is worn. It has caused many to move on from other forms of fit, such as skinny jeans. In my opinion, I believe baggy jeans will last a while. As it has been trending for years now, it has slowly become normalized in society. I also take part in this trend, wearing baggy jeans on a daily basis. Since skinny jeans became less popular, it obviously became more rare to see around. Leaning onto a more of a gender bias, however, male teenagers may see skinny jeans as outdated or even weird. But what could this mean, you may ask? Since other forms of fit are unpopular, this contributes to keeping the trend flame alive. It will fuel the style, and the trend will continue like it has. Now, what did this trend represent? Is there a message or idea lying around? Depends. For many individuals, baggy bottoms could just be a cool piece of clothing. For others, it could be for comfort, self-expression, or to even hide insecurities. But how could we forget when baggy jeans first blew up? The 90s and 2000s. Baggy bottoms bring a sense of nostalgia and be an example of the reemergence of fashion trends. As mentioned before, trends can return through an individual's vision or connection. Bagginess demonstrates how fashion has the power to return even after it dies down. It shows how pieces can become a hit no matter the time, all because of the wearers. This trend is considered to be cyclical fashion. And what it means is that it's a repeat of a previous trend several years ago, but with some twists and adjustments that make it applicable for today's population. As this trend has taken over, it has also shaped many fashion visions, becoming a necessity to some. It will continue to be fueled unless something new emerges that has the potential to become the next big wave. A trend that is quite big, especially within the youth again, is the essentials hoodie. Now, when it comes to this trend, it is a specific item. It is not a general piece of clothing like bagginess. As baggy bottom pieces can include jorts and jeans, the essentials hoodie is simply one item. This trend consists of a regular streetwear hoodie with the brand name Essentials Fear of God stitched on it. Personally, I do not own this hoodie because I do not see the reason why it is popular. In my opinion, once again, it is simply just a regular hoodie with a brand labeling attached to it. Well, don't hate me for it. I just don't see the difference between an essentials hoodie and a regular hoodie. The only difference is just the branding. That's it. Since I don't really understand the reason for this trend, I asked one of my friends who owns this item and asked why it's superior or more innovative than other hoodies. When I asked, they told me that an essential hoodie is more comfy and contains higher quality compared to other hoodies in the market. To me, it seems reasonable to purchase a hoodie if the quality is high. I researched the pricing for these pieces, and they average around $80 currently. For a hoodie, high quality, branded, and comfortable, it makes sense why some people own them. Personally, I would still not buy the item because it is not really my style and I have enough hoodies for myself currently. Back to the trend. My friend also stated that many influencers market the item, which is one of the reasons why they bought one. This could be the case for many, which is why many of the Essentials branding is being seen on many today. As time goes by, I believe that this trend won't really stay popular for a few reasons. One, even though that it is popular currently, I do believe that there is a lot of leeway for future ideas to replace Essentials. Many other brands could create something more innovative that will do a superior job in design and possibly quality and comfiness. Especially when it comes to just a hoodie, there is lots of room for creativity to be made. Secondly, unlike the previous trend mentioned above, the wearer can get quite bored of the piece. It will be eventually not seen as new, and this could be a stretch, but the material could also wear out. If you compare the baggy trend with Essentials, bagginess in general has much more to be done with. It is also more normalized compared to the hoodie. A baggy bottom piece is more seen in different ages, not only the youth. As the trend is mainly seen with teenagers, it is limited when it comes to age. Less age groups wearing the item obviously reduces the amount of people wearing that product. Therefore, it'd be more difficult to keep that trend alive. Now, the next trend that I'm about to discuss is a trend that I honestly think should end. That trend is the use of global fast fashion. Some of you may be asking yourself, what is fast fashion? To break it down, fast fashion is the way of manufacturing, producing, making, and selling clothing pieces at an extremely cheap rate. Usually, these pieces are mass-produced and made with extremely low-quality materials. Of course, they are sold at cheap prices. However, not all are. There are brands that exist in the market that sell these pieces of clothing at a high price, scamming their buyers. A few stores or brands that come off my head when it comes to fast fashion and cheap pricing are Shein and H&M. When it comes to low quality and high pricing, Jaded London is one to look out for. There are also several online apps that contain fast fashion sellers or cheaply made clothing. Apps such as Temu, Pandabuy, and Etsy are some of the big ones. The possibility of fast fashion clothing sold online is pretty high, as the buyer will not be fully aware of the materials. Fast fashion sellers could easily sell products at high prices for poor quality. This way, the owners could gain mass profits easily. Using cheap ways of production, such as child labor, unfortunately, to manufacture, and spending low budget for the overall making of the products, one could easily earn more than spent. Materials such as synthetic fibers, including polyester, acrylic, and nylon, low-priced cotton, and cheap screen printing for designs are used to make these products. As the seller spends low budget on each piece, mass production is the outcome. Once complete, each piece of clothing is sold for an incredibly cheap price, or high in some cases. Now, when it comes to the buyer, when they see this item, they take the price in consideration. $5 for a shirt? That's a deal, and they end up purchasing it. Online, some might see a brand and think $110 for some jeans. The quality must be good. So they purchase it, and once it arrives, they are disappointed. The use of fast fashion could be done by mistake or intentionally. Many fast fashion buyers purchase items with a popular design, purchasing it for the price as well. Especially within H&M and Shein, these companies replicate popular trends and make it under their own name, but with a cheaper price and quality. This attracts those who are somewhat interested in fashion, and if they are not well aware, they purchase these items. So, what am I getting at? Due to its fast production and cheap material, along with its labor, it affects the whole fashion industry negatively. Many purchase it for the price and wear clothing of poor quality. As it is overproduced, it leads to overconsumption. This could then lead to many clothes being thrown. Once the wearer realizes that the piece is not well manufactured, it limits the creativity in fashion because of its cheap investments to make them. It is all really just a replica of popular trends, made at a cheap rate. Attracting many, it simply makes the buyer look like they have the same outfit. There is no thought behind fast fashion. It is all about profits. It does not deserve to fit into the fashion industry. Here's an example. If I were to choose a high quality brand like Essentials that has a price of $80 compared to a low quality, poorly made hoodie, I choose Essentials. That's my opinion. If you were to buy 5 fast-made hoodies that cost around $10 each, one essential hoodie could definitely do better. There are also so many consequences that arise from fast fashion. Not only child labor, but tons of textile waste and contribution to microplastics from its materials. I did some research, and according to EarthDay.org in the article, The High Cost of Fashion, fast fashion is one of the most polluting of all industries. Clothing is manufactured with highly toxic dyes and heavy metals that are flushed into clean water streams, rivers, and aquifers, where they sicken people and animals, harm ecosystems, and cause biodiversity loss. If you were to ask me, these fast fashion trends need to end. Yes, the price is nice, but are the effects that come along with it pleasing? I don't think so. It is all just a waste of money in the long run. These pieces will not last long at all. As this podcast is not all about fast fashion, I just wanted to explain to you, my listener, that participating in the fast fashion trend is not the move. To some of these trends again, I just express my opinion towards it. In the end, it is always up to you to wear what you wish. As long as it is not fast fashion, obviously. Clothes are an excellent way to express yourself. It makes up who you are. Or well, it is a factor of that. In Vetements, we will take a deeper look into what makes up fashion. As there are several topics to cover, I hope you will continue to stick with us through our journey about fashion. Tune in for the next episode, where we will focus on self-expression and identity through clothing. Once again, thank you for joining my podcast. This is your host, DJ Jiggy, hopping off the mic. Until next time.